Francisco, his record this year, one victory and one loss. He has no record against the Giants. Last year with the Red Sox, he won four and lost seven, and with the Mets, he was 1-1. Francisco is 26 years of age, 5'11", and 12 pounds, Ohio. Harvey Keene is playing third base in place of Jim Davenport. In the first game of today's doubleheader, manager Alvin Dark has used them sort of interchangeably. Of course, Davenport had a great day yesterday against the Mets, and generally speaking, he has had great luck against the New York Mets. Choo-Choo Coleman comes over, and somebody throws the rosin bag right over his head, and he goes back to retrieve it, and now flips it out there to the mound. Harvey Keene has a season batting average of .219. He has no home runs and no runs batted in. He is a former batting champion of the American League. He is from West Allis, Wisconsin, which is a suburb of Milwaukee. And Cisco is in the windup in the first pitch of the ballgame. He's in there for a call on the right. Mel Steiner, the umpire behind the plate. Wes Westrum is the coach at first for the Giants, and Whitey Lockman is around at third. As a breaking ball just missed outside, it's 1-1. Manager Alvin Dark in the Giant dugout, just over in the corner, peering out intently onto the field. That pitch is a little inside. Coach Larry Jensen down there in the dugout, also hands in hip pockets, looking out onto the field. Is the count. Here's a pitch high for ball. It's 3-1. Cisco takes a moment, walks around out there. He gets settled out a little on the mound as he is behind to leadoff man Harvey Keene. 3-1. 3-1 pitch. Ball four. He walks again. Cisco has walked the first man up. Keene is out at first. And Philippe Alou is coming up. He is off to a great start this year. He's hitting .374. He has seven doubles, two triples, four home runs, and 16 runs batted in. Philippe Alou is leading the National League. At bat, last year he batted .316. Yesterday, his first time up, he hit a two-run homer. Galen Cisco looks in to get a tie from Choo-Choo Coleman. Harvey Keene leads at first base. Cisco checks and deals a breaking ball in there for a foul strike. Al Moreno shortstop, a stride over toward the hole on right-hand batter Philippe Alou. That pitch is low for ball. It's 1-1. I'm sure you noticed that the Philadelphia Phillies picked up Jim Lemon from Minnesota Twins, and the Milwaukee Braves finally got an outfielder. They've been looking for one. They got Bubba Morton from the Detroit Tigers. Keene takes his lead, and here's a 1-1 pitch to Philippe Alou. Breaking ball, a little tight. It's 2-1. If you missed scores yesterday or last night in the National League, the Giants beat the Mets 17-4. Chicago Cubs beat the Milwaukee Braves 7-5. Philadelphia Phillies shut out the Houston Colts 45-7-0. Pittsburgh Pirates shut out the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-0. And the Cincinnati Reds shut out the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0. That was yesterday in the National League. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Alou. Breaking ball, hits the plate, bounds up, it's blocked by Choo-Choo. There's no advance, but Cisco is behind now to Alou, 3-1. He went 3-1 to Harvey Keene and walked him. In the American League yesterday, the Yankees defeated the Minnesota Twins 3-2. Baltimore defeated Detroit 8-4. White Sox beat Washington 8-1. Kansas City beat the Boston Red Sox 14-3. That one lasted only five innings, and that was called because of rain, but it does go into the record book. The victory for the Kansas City Athletics, 14-3. Cleveland beat the Los Angeles Angels 6-0 last night. Shut them out. Now here is a 3-1 pitch to Alou. And it's inside. He walks it. That moves Harvey Keene to second. Puts Alou on at first. Cisco has opened up. You're walking the first two men to face it. Juju Coleman calls time. Goes out to the mound. Willie McCovey, big left-hand batter, is coming up. He's got 325 with four home runs and 12 runs batted in. And we're going to get action in the bullpen of the New York Mets right away. Tracy Stallard is up and throwing. On second base, Ron Hunt walks over to say a word to Galen Cisco, who has pitched himself into trouble by walking the first two men to face him. And this is the first game of a doubleheader. People in this ballpark this afternoon. And we're going to have a lot of baseball played here today. And it's a beautiful day for a baseball game. Here's a pitch to McCovey, and it's low for ball. Right-hander Tracy Salig throwing in earnest down in the bullpen of the Mets. Batting number three in the batting order for the Giants and playing left field. He's a dangerous man anytime he is up there, especially in this ballpark with the short distance to the stand. Swings and sends a ground ball that is foul. Out of play, down the first baseline. Tim Harkness moved over, tried to glove it, but it continued on. Foul ball and runners come back. Count of 1-1 to McCovey. Yesterday was certainly a big day for John Galbraith, the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the owner of Derby Dan Farm. This Pittsburgh Pirates shut out the Dodgers yesterday afternoon. The Pirates moved into first place in the National League, and a matter of a few minutes later, Shadow Gay won the Kentucky Derby. So it was a big day for Mr. Galbraith. Here's a 1-1 pitch to McCovey. Swung on and popped up foul. Coming back to Juju. Rips himself the mat. Hoping for the play. He's underneath and he makes the catch. There is no advance as McCovey fouls out to the catcher. Listen to the roar of that crowd. Coming up now is Willie Mays. Runners lead at first and second. Here's a pitch to Mays. Swung on and missed. Pull the string on him that time. And it is strike one to Willie Mays. Willie was honored here Friday night by approximately 50,000 fans on the occasion of Willie Mays night. Kane is the base runner at second. Philippe Ballou is the base runner at first. Cisco checks. And deals to Mays. Earned him inside. It's 1-1. We're in the top half of the first game. Top half of the first inning of the first game for doubleheader. The weatherman could not possibly have cooperated more. Temperature 80 degrees at game time. weather for this series right along. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Willie. Swung on and drilled deep to left field. Way up there. Going, going, and it's gone for a three-run homer. pitching around the ballpark. The reserved and box seat sections are absolutely filled. Breaking balls in there for a called strike, 2-1. The bleacher sections in center field are absolutely filled. Fans are standing about 3 deep on the runway leading from the stands down toward the bleacher area on the right field side of the center field bleachers. And fans are standing in the back upstairs, and they're standing in the back of the lower deck. Here's 2-1 pitch. He's running, swing, and here's a throw through to second base, and he is safe. As Hunt is upended, it was a low throw, and Hunt tried to take it on a short hop. Tom Haller upended Hunt, so he is safe at second. Malcolm has started to swing around and then checked it for a ball, so it's 3-1. He simply scored at the stolen base. And now, the umpire at first, Augie Donatelli, says he did strike at it. He is giving a signal to Mel Steiner behind the plate. Donatelli said he did carry it through. Well, we called it a swing, and now Alvin Dark is coming out to see what's going on. The manager of the Giants checks the plate umpire, Mel Steiner, to see what goes on. He started the swing. We called it a swing, and then Steiner had called it a check, and both scoreboards have it 3-1. Donatelli signaled out from first base and said, no, he carried it through. And so now Dark wants to know who's calling balls and strikes. He's still shaking his head, and Steiner takes his mask off now and is standing squarely facing Alvin Dark. Standing there, an intent listener, is Joey Malfitano. Dark and Steiner still arguing that point. Usually, umpires have a prearranged sign so that in case there is any doubt on the check swing, the plate umpire looks hurriedly down toward the base umpire on the right-hand batter towards first for a sign. But apparently, in the haste of the stolen base there, Steiner didn't look, and so Augie Donatelli, the senior umpire, says strike, and it's 2-2 to count. Haller is at second. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball high. But it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Malfitano. 3 runs in for the Giants. 2 men out. Getting a sign from Choo Choo for the payoff pitch. And he called out on strike. The breaking ball got him. Cisco's first strikeout. At the top of the first, the Giants got 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of a half inning, it is the Giants 3 and the Mets coming up nothing. Here's a riddle for filter cigarette smokers. What slides right open, slides shut tight, that's 1,000 for convenience, and scores with a taste that's right 20 times. It's Viceroy's exclusive new slide top case. Greatest improvement in cigarette packaging since the flip-open box. Crush-proof like a box. It slides right open, slides shut tight. Works so easy and with just one hand. Inside, Viceroy. The filter cigarette that tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. And if you smoke all 7 leading filter brands, you'll find some taste too strong, just like the unfiltered kind. And others taste too light. They take all the fun and flavor out of smoking. But Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. So next time you buy cigarettes, make it Viceroy. In the exclusive slide top case or familiar soft pack. Jack Sanford on the mound for the Giants has been staked to a 3-run lead here by virtue of Willie Mays' 3-run homer. Sanford, of course, won 24 big games for the Giants last year, and he lost only 7. Sanford's lifetime record in the National League, 98 victories, 64 losses. In his first year in the league, 1957, he won 19 games for the Philadelphia Phillies. to get a little rhythmic applause started here. It's in there for a call strike. Fastball plays right in by Sanford. Five of his 24 victories last year were over the net. He was invincible as far as they're concerned. Jack Sanford. We won't have the And Duke Snyder grounded out second to first from Alpitano to Cepeda. Neal moved on to second. Had they not been running Neal on the 3-1 pitch, that would have been a double play ball. And here is Green Bull up. Playing right field, and he is batting 264 with two doubles, one triple, one home run, and two runs batted in. Taking a little time to get it done. He has not previously faced Ed Greenfield and vice versa. Pitch is low for ball. Casey Single was the youngster in the cleanup slot. Here again this afternoon. Had him batting cleanup on Friday night. Batted him second yesterday. He'll lead the second. Pitch is outside. 2-0. Mike Thomas is on deck now for the Mets. The Giants lead by a score of 3-0 on Willie Mays. Three-run homer in the top half of the first inning. Willie out there in center field right now, looking around the big, big crowd, pounding the glove. 2-0 pitch to Cranefield. He's in there for a call strike. It's 2-1. Coaching at first for the Mets, Cookie Lavagetto at third. Now the 2-1 pitch is low for ball, 3-1. Well, there are a few bugles around the ballpark this afternoon, as perhaps you have heard in the background. One of them answered each time with a roar of charge. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Crane. Fully walking. Right now, as Mike Thomas comes up representing potential tying run at the plate, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
810 on your radio dial, WGY in Schenectady.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds. Mike Thomas, the right-hand batter, is coming up. Has a batting average of 194, two doubles, one triple, two home runs, and 8 runs batted in. Mike's off to a slow start at the plate this year. Last year he hit 34 home runs and 94 runs batted in for the Mets. He's up here in a position to do him a lot of good right now with two men on, two men out. The Giants leading by a score of 3-0. Here starts the building of the cry. Let's go, Mets. Indicating to Steiner that he should ask Donatelli whether or not it was a strike. Salahima's now looking down to Donatelli and saying, is it a strike or not? You'll recall that Donatelli called one earlier. Donatelli declines in this instance. Price steps back into the batter's box. Runners leading at first and second. Here's a pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Out of play. Onto the screen. But Sanford quickly has a two-strike count on Mike Thomas. Today concludes the current series between the Mets and the Giants. The Mets are off tomorrow, and then the Philadelphia Phillies come in on Tuesday night. It's two strike pitch. He checked that one. Did not go. Started to go and held it up. It's 1-2. One of the most difficult calls for an umpire to make is to check swing. One inning, the score is the Giants 3, the Mets nothing. Yankees will be in here on Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday afternoon. They, of course, are managed by Gene Mock, who was the manager of the year last year in the National League. Phillies yesterday shut out the Houston Colts 45-7-0. And they'll be bringing along Art Mahaffey, one of the National League's finest hurlers. Jack Balsham, one of the finest relief men in the league. John Demeter, former Dodger, who's off to a great start at the plate. John Holt, who was spark plug of the Pittsburgh Pirates in their pennant winning year of 1960, now playing third base for the Phils. Roy Sievers, one of the great power hitters. Johnny Callison, one of the fine young ball players. They'll all be here with the Phillies Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday afternoon. Tickets are now on sale at the advanced ticket window here at the Polo Grounds, which is open 7 days a week. Here's a swing and a drive going into center field, and it is in there for a base hit, and Snyder one-hopped it. Jose Pagan with a single to center. Jack Sanford coming up, and with the Giants holding a three-run lead, the Mets will have to protect against the likelihood of a sacrifice here. Sanford is not a bad hitting pitcher. He's been up 18 times, and he has four hits. One double, one triple, four runs batted in. The pitch, and it's bunted into the air, and Harkness feels it, but has no other play. Hunt was moving on over towards first to cover, but Pagan beat him back, so the ball is bunted in the air to the first baseman, as Sanford was trying to push it down the first baseline. One away. Pagan still at first, and Harvey Keene's getting up. Harvey's been up one time, and he walked. Galen Sisco got himself into trouble in the top half of the first when he walked Keene. He walked Alou. Got McCovey on a foul pop, and then Mays deposited the ball in the upper deck in left field for a three-run homer. Keene is an alumnus of the University of Wisconsin. Came to the major leagues as a shortstop with the Detroit Tigers. Breaking ball swung on, and it is one hop to Hunt. He goes over to Moran, and he's safe at second and safe at first. All hands are safe. Ron Hunt could have caught the ball in the air, but he elected to let it hit, hoping to go for two. He wheeled and threw the ball to Moran coming across, and the throw was a little wide. And it is an error charged against Hunt. Of course, Keene is out on the field of choice. Pagan is safe on the error. Charged against Ron Hunt. As the Mets were trying to go for two, and instead they got none. Their runners in first and second, one man out. And a very dangerous Philippe Ballou at the plate. Been up one time and walked. Here's a breaking ball, one on. Ground ball to third. Taken by Neal. He goes to Hunt. He's out to throw to first.
Lady Greensleeves. There once was a night Lady Greensleeves would wed, but he seemed to prefer to be single instead. But then the night heard Lady Greensleeves had said that her dowry was cartons of viceroy. Seven leading filter brands he had tried from seven young maidens, but six he deemed died. You'd like a filter cigarette to taste.
Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy.
In the bottom of the second, the Mets will be leading off with first baseman Tim Harkness. There's a conference at the mound right now between pitcher Jack Sanford, catcher Tom Haller, and first baseman Orlando Cepeda. The Giants
everybody. It's another baseball game from the Fuller Grounds. A good one and a tremendous crowd of hands. Could be the biggest crowd in the history of the Fuller Grounds, at least in the history of the Mets. 4-3-1 in favor of the Giants as they come to bat. And the first pitch by Galen Sisto to McCovey is way down the right field line, but it's going to go foul. McCovey jumping on a curveball and sending the curve over the top of the roof out over into the parking lot in right field. Strike for Galen Sisto. Hits are all even at 3 apiece. Now the pitch back to the left-hand batter. A swing and a miss, strike 2. McCovey fouled out in the curveball his first time up. He's batting 321. Now Sisto into the lineup and back with a fastball. Goes right over the top of the glove of Juju Coleman. One ball, two strikes. The on-deck batter, Willie Mays, he's responsible for the three giant runs. There's a high curve. It's off the glove again of Coleman. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. It was Willie Mays' home run, his fifth of the year. Gave the Giants three runs in the top of the first inning. The Mets scored one run in the bottom of the second inning. And that's the way the score stands right now, 3-1. In other games in the National League, Houston leads Philadelphia 5-2 through 5, first of two. L.A. and Pittsburgh no score at the end of three. Cincinnati 3, St. Louis 1 at the end of two. And Chicago nothing, Milwaukee nothing at the end of one. The 2-2 pitch. A strike call right on the inside corner. A fastball. First out of the inning, the second strikeout for Galen Sisto in this game, and it brings up Willie Mays. To Mays, up high, a ball. Galen Sisto drawing sidearm, missing with a fastball. Willie now has 373 home runs in his major league career. It started back in 1951, the last part of May. Willie went 12 times at bat before getting a base hit when he broke into the major league. Now the pitch back, it's low. Two balls and no strikes. His first hit, an indication it was what to come with the home run off Warren Spahn. Two balls, no strikes. This score right-hander to the right-hand batter, Willie Mays. And he misses with a change of base inside and high, ball three. Mays went down. The pitch was not called. Change of speeds on the pitch. Willie bending over backwards, went back to the ground. So Mays has it 3-0. The on-deck batter, Orlando Cepeda. Willie batting 253 in the year. Now the 3-0 pitch. Bouncy ball hit down the third base line. It's called a foul ball. Johnny Neal fielded the ball. He could have made the play at first base in time, but the ball was fouled by about a foot. So Mays going for the 3-0 now finds himself at three balls and one strike. Now has 11 runs batted in. Last year he drove in quite a few. Looking drive to left field. Thomas has plenty of room. Also Snyder. Snyder calls. That ball was hit off the end of the bat and it didn't carry too far. It looks as though crowd here that it might go further. Willie Mays with 141 runs batted in last year now is out for out number two. And the batter is Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda has hit safely in 13 of his last 14 games, his last six straight. He has two home runs against the Mets yesterday. And he looks at a perfect fastball on the outside corner. Right at the knees for strike one. Cepeda back batting .344. He has 18 runs batted in and 6 home runs. Now Cisco back to the plate. And he misses inside, just inside. One ball, one strike. Home run leader in the National League is Hank Aaron with 9. He leads the Major League 2. And the RBI leader is Hoyer in the National League with 22. And he also leads the Major League. Now the 1-1 pitch. It's just a right field. It could go in there. Coming over, clean ball, and it is off the wall. Clean ball plays the ball off the wall. Cepeda goes into second, standing up. Orlando Cepeda, who drilled one into the right field stands in yesterday's game on an outside pitch, reached out again and punched the ball toward right field. It hit high on the wall, and a goal at the two-base hit. And with two out, the batter will be Tom Holler. Cepeda now has hit in 7 consecutive games, 14 of his last 15. He's really off to a hot start for the New York Giants move to San Francisco. Base hit off Galen Cisco, number 4 in the game. The Giants lead in that department by 1. And lead in the run score department by 2. It's 3-1 their favor. Tom Holler, who has a single to left field to his credit, standing in the batter's box. He hits from the left-hand side, and Cisco misses with an inside fastball. Letter high for ball 1. Batting .233. Now Cisco back to work, and a curveball is hit foul. One ball and one strike. Tom Holler really finished strong for the Giants in their pennant stretch. He drove in 17 runs and hit 7 home runs during the month of September to give the Giants their big impetus at the plate. In the year, he hit .261 with 18 home runs. He was the quarterback for the University of Illinois. Now Cisco ready. A look at second. Cepeda there, and there's a pitch. It on the ground. It's foul. Picked up by Hodges. And it'll make it 1-2. Holler signed for $50,000 while attending the University of Illinois. Is not too unusual, but something that he did is certainly indicative of his character. He gave the school $2,500 of his bonus to repay part of his tuition. He went there on a football scholarship. Tom's brother, an umpire in the American League. Now Cisco back to the plate, and it's a foul ball back to the screen. And wonder what would happen if Tom's brother was an umpire in the National League, an umpire behind his own brother at the plate. Well, the way baseball is, I'm sure that there would be no favoritism at all. Not in any way. It's 1-2 on Tom Holler. 3-1 game, the Giants lead, top of the third inning. Cisco now back to the plate. There's a high pop-up in foul territory. The ball's going to go out of play. Again at 1-2, and while we wait for a new ball to be put back in play, we'll use the opportunity to pause for station identification.
WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets.
Here along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from the Polo Grounds. In the top of the third inning, the Giants batting with a runner at second base and 2 men out. Score 3-1, their favor. On the mound, Galen Cisco. Cepeda at second base, breaking off the bag and then stopping. Now Cisco sets and looks at second, then comes to the plate. And he misses with a high inside fastball. 2-2. Umpire Merrill Steiner. At first base, Augie Donatelli. Jack Crawford, the umpire at second base. And Tony. Then Tom, the umpire, third. Here comes Ron Hunt in back of the second base runner, but now going back to his position. No play there. And there's the pitch. It's high curve. So Hollenhauer's worked the count to 3-2. The on deck batter, Joe Malfitano. Damon Sisko with an open base at first base. He'll pitch carefully to the left-hand batter. Haller has good power, although this year he has only one home run. His counterpart in the catching department having a great season. There's the curve. It's outside, ball four. That puts runners at first and second. Ed Bailey, the other main catcher for the Giants, had 4-for-4 yesterday, including 2 home runs. And he's batting 419. So the Giants are well stocked in the catching department. They might go with only 2 during the year. They have one other catcher in their roster at this point, Jim Coker. He's a right-hand batter. Giants thinking so highly of their catching that they traded off John Orsino to the Baltimore Orioles, and he's quite a prospect. Here come the lights on now here at the Polar Ground. Runners at first and second, 2 out, the batter Jim Davenport. Jim was called out in a 3-2 curveball his first time up. Should say Joel Malfitano was called out. First pitch to Joe, bounce to third. Here comes Deal. It's a tough play. He picks it up, goes to first base just in time. And that retires the side in the inning for the Giants. No runs on one hit. There were no errors. A walk, 2 men were left in the score. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Giants 3, the Mets 1. Well, speaking of umpires, as we work, the umpires have to go over the rule books all the time, and of course, sort of interesting to do the same thing yourself. While going through the rule books the other day, we dug up a Rheingold riddle for all you baseball fans. Now, you may know that when a base runner is hit by a batted ball, the batter automatically gets credit for a hit, and the runner is automatically out. But who gets credit for the put out? Think about that one. Well, if you know your baseball, and I'm sure you do, you know that the fielder nearest the runner gets credit for the put out. And if you know you're fair, and I know you do, you'll surely know this. 2 little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold has a taste no other beer can match. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way. Brewed for a taste that's crisp and bright and clean, clear through. But why not find that out for yourself? Take the easy way. Enjoy a cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry right today. Well, we're moving to the bottom half of the third. The Mets coming up. They need 2 to tie. They will lead off with Duke Snider. Duke Snider, Ed Grable, and Frank Thomas, so it'll be the big man in the lineup as Jack Sanford starts to work. And his first pitch is a strike call to Duke. Duke rattled out to second base on a hit and run play his first time up. Now the one strike pitch, the base hit on the ground, throw into center field. Just continues to hit well against the Giants. He's on at first base, and the tying run comes to the plate. Hits are all even at 4 apiece now, but the Giants have scored 2 more runs. They lead 3-1. 3 runs coming on Willie Mays' home run. That's picked up their 1 run in the bottom half of the second inning. Up, so he is now 0-1. And Frank Thomas cleanup is 0 for 1. Rainbow was that time at bat, now batting 259. Thomas has a 190 average going. And he looks at a slider for a strike call. Frank was hit right in the fist by a fastball with runners on first and second, and Cuban out in the first inning, and he bounced the ball back to the mound. Very checked in time on a curve. One ball, one strike. With a 4-1 record now, on top and back to work. And there's a half swing, strike two. Frank started to go, tried to hold up and couldn't do it. One ball and two strikes. The score 3-1, Giants lead. Sanford back to Thomas, and he picks up a strikeout on a fastball in the outside corner, looked at by Frank Thomas. That is the third strikeout in the game for Sanford. And in the inning, for the Mets, no runs on one hit, no errors, no one left on base. And the score at the end of three, the Giants 3, the Mets 1. Well, after the Giants series, the Philadelphia Phillies come in for 3 games, and then the Cincinnati Reds come in, and they're moving along now after a very slow start. They got a fine pitching performance from Jim Maloney. In last night's game, he worked a four-hitter. They'll be in for a game on Friday night, and then they'll have a Saturday afternoon game. Ladies' Day there, ladies a minute and 50 cents, and Sunday, a big doubleheader with the Reds, who are picked by many experts as the team to watch and the team to beat in the National League race, in spite of the fact they're off to a slow start. Right now in today's game, they lead the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2, going for the Reds is Jim O'Toole. He's pitching against Ray Sadecki, that game after 2.5 innings. So you'll get your first look at Frank Robinson, Veda Pinson, Johnny Edwards, Gordy Coleman, Gene Freeze, Jerry Lynch, and a whole bunch of real outstanding players, including Joy J., Bob Berkey, and Jim Maloney. Tickets for these games available at 3 convenient locations, downtown at Pennsylvania Station, also downtown at Grand Central Station, and right here at the Polo Grounds at the advanced reservation window. Ticket reservations may be made at any of the Howard Cole stores in the New York area, too. The Cincinnati Reds coming in this coming Friday night. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader on Sunday, led by their very colorful manager, Freddie Hutchinson. Right now, though, we're moving to the top of the fourth inning. Kevin Sisco on the mound, and his first pitch to Jose Pagan is fouled out in the dirt. Pagan with a single to center field in one try against Kevin Sisco. Kevin now through three innings has given up 3 runs. He's allowed 4 hits while striking out 2 and walking 3. He walked the first 2 men that he faced in the ballgame, and then Willie Mays, after 1 out, hit a 3-run home run to account for the Giants' run. There's a pitch that knocked Pagan down. One ball, one strike. Pagan going down hard. That ball was right in there. Sisco is very sneaky fast, and he has a live fastball. He also throws a good overhand curve. Pagan batting 211. And the pitch back is just inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Sisco's last out was a week ago today. That was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He worked 7 innings, gave up 2 runs, was not involved in the decision. He has a record of 1 win and 1 loss. Now the 2-1 pitch. Foul tip. And that evens the count out at 2-2. The ball off of Choo-Choo Coleman. He's taking his leg. 2 balls and 2 strikes. First game of a doubleheader. In the second game, scheduled to pitch, Billy Pierce against Carl Willie. Plenty of baseball coming your way. Pitch back to Pagan, hit foul. So the count will hold at 2-2.
now good hitter's time. The glare is out of the sky. The lights are on, but it's not dark. And the glare is also out of the center field bleacher area where you see a lot of white shirts. Here's a 2-2 pitch, a curve that bounced off of the plate. Again, foul. Sophie Gunn stays alive on the foul ball. Count 2 balls and 2 strikes. The on-deck batter, Jack Sanford. Jack is not in the on-deck circle. That's the option of the ball club, whether or not the pitcher should be in the on-deck circle. Cisco now back to the plate. And he gets a foul ball again from the bat of Jose Fagan. Fagan played in every game but one for the Giants last year. He just missed setting the record set by Maury Wills of the Dodgers, who played in all the Dodger games. 165. Fagan played in 164. So two little fellows going all the way. Now again the 2-2 pitch. This one is inside. Fagan moves away. It's ball three, a full count. Interesting thing about playing in games. Willie Mays has missed only 19 games for the Giants in his career starting back in 1951. And the Giants have lost all 19 of those games. Now the 3-2 pitch. Again a foul ball. So the count holds at 3-2. Willie Mays very instrumental in this game. His 3-run home run giving the Giants a 3-0 lead. The Mets scored 1 run in the bottom of the second, but tied it up on a home run by Tim Harkness. And that's the way it stands here in the top of the fourth inning with no one out. Cisco with a 3-2 pitch. There's one in the center field, a base hit. This batter fields the ball. Fagan with a wide turn now holds. So Fagan, after fouling off several pitches, pushes one out in the center field, reaching out and hitting a soft liner to center field for his second hit of the game. Giants now have 5 hits to the Mets four. They lead 3-1, and the batter coming up is Jack Sanford. Batting from the right-hand side. He tried to bunt his first time up and bunted a pop fly to the first baseman. There's the throw to first. They got back ahead of the tag. Now Neal looking for the sacrifice bunt. No one out. Neal at third base. Here comes Harkness charging. Sanford squares around and has to go down. The pitch is way inside a fastball. Sanford went right on his back. Late getting out because he had already moved around to bunt the ball and he had to turn all the way around to his right side to get out of the way. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cisco now set. A look at Fagan at first. And back to the plate. Fagan goes. Here's a throw to second base. It's in the dirt. The tag is made. And a safe ball is made. Now Moran is arguing on the play. Jose Fagan never did fly in the play. Moran picked the ball up off the ground and made a backhand tag. The umpire at second base, Jack Crawford, right there in the play. And he said, no, he got to the bag. And it goes to stolen base. The second stolen base in the game for the Giants. Beginning in the first inning with Tom Holler. Giants now getting the runner to second base. The count is 2-0. This was a ball call. Now Sanford will bat. See what he does. Still looking for a punt. There's a punt try. It goes foul. 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls and one strike. Jack Safford, the batter. The on-deck man, Harvey Keene. Neal looking for the punt. There's a punt try again. Again, it's foul. It's 2-2 now. Safford trying to move the base runner to third base, where there would be a chance for the runner to score there without a base hit. There's a check in the swing by Safford, and the count goes 3-2. Giants lead 3-1, top of the fourth. And set. He has a 3-2 count on Samford, and there is a curveball looked at for strike three. Samford had squared around to punt the ball. He was fooled on the curve and took it. So Cisco picked up and out. That is his third strikeout in the game, and with one out, the batter will be Harvey Keene. Played in yesterday's game. He had a big day, 3-for-4 with one home run and 3 runs batted in. Davenport, the regular third baseman. Harvey has been used more in the outfield. Played infield for many years. Davenport, a big hitter against the Mets last year. He batted 460. He's got an injured hand. Now Cisco on top and back to the plate with a curve. It's again long. 2-0. Batter. He'll be followed by Philippe Lou. Cisco working mighty slow on the mound. He looks at the second base runner, then comes back with a fastball on the outside corner. 2-1. Now on top. And here's his pitch. Fat ball fouled away. So the count is 2-2. Two and two with a curve. It's outside. So again, Galen Cisco going to the full count as he works against the Giants. He had Jose Pagan 3-2. He had Jack Safford 3-2. Pagan singled. Safford struck out. Now he's working to Harvey Keene at 3-2. Cisco, a long look at the sign. Now set. Pagan leading off at second base. And here's the pitch. Fast ball, he struck him out. Harvey Keene struck out, swinging on a high fastball for the second out here in the top of the fourth inning. And the batter now is Philippe Lou. That strikeout number 4 for Galen Cisco. Now it's Tissue Coleman jockeying with Cisco out in front of the pitcher's mound. Walked and hit into a double play. Last year, he hit into fewer double plays than any player in the National League, tying Don Blassing game by hitting into only 4 double plays. The double play by the Mets made on Philippe Lou in the second inning was their 29th of the season. Lou batting 370. And the pitch is inside. The first pitch for ball one. The Leaf leads the National League in batting. Giants 3, the Mets 1, top of the fourth inning. Mets have two men out. Francisco set, looks at second, comes to the plate with a curve. There's a drive to left field, way back there. Way back there. Hey, Javi, a curve. It's low for ball one. Giants had six home runs in yesterday's game. They won that one 17-4. Right now, they have two home runs to count for all their five runs. There's a drive to right field. Going back and play for it. Over there. Into the bullpen. It'll go for at least a double, maybe a triple. Played now by Shooter. Snyder at deep right center. Here comes the double to third. He is being held up.
Coleman, a left-hand batter, is a strike call.
tremendous home runs by the Giants, one by Willie Mays for three runs and one by Philippe Alou. There's a pitch back. A curve low, one ball, one strike. Stanford with a curveball. It's called foul. Going down at first base to get away from the ball, Sally Heeman. That moves the count to one ball and two strikes. Stanford, 34-year-old right-hander now, goes back to the plate, a swing and a miss for strike three. Strikeout number four for Stanford, out number two here in the fourth inning. And it will bring up the shortstop, Al Moran. Al has one of the four hits off Stanford. He singled the center field his first time up. He's batting 224. Now Tracy Stollard warming up in the bullpen again for the Mets. Pitcher's the on-deck batter. And the first pitch to Moran, a strike call, the fastball, letter high. Giants with five runs, the Mets have one. Bottom half of the fourth inning.
Hits back to the plate, moves out to right field, a little move to his left. Now comes in, he moves fast, and he makes the catch. Joe Stanford works the fourth inning, 1-2-3, and the score now at the end of four innings of play, the Giants 5, and that's 1. Now to bring you up to date on the scores around the league, also the American League, here is Lindsey Nelson, the American League. The New York Yankees meet the Minnesota Twins in a later start. It is Ralph Perry against Camilo Pascual. The end of four innings of play, the Chicago White Sox 3, the Washington Senators nothing. Tom Kenny against Ray Herbert. Nicholson Howard in the fourth is one on. That's the first game of a double header. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, the Baltimore Orioles 4, the Detroit Tigers 3, Hall against Reagan. 3 on home in the second with one on, and Johnny Orsino home in the fourth with nobody on. Cleveland at Los Angeles to play the Angels in a later start. That's the way things are going elsewhere right here through four innings of play. The Giants have five runs on seven hits. The Mets have one run on four hits. And the Mets have just taken Galen Sisko out of the game. And they have brought in hard-throwing right-hander Tracy Sally, who is warming up right now. A slight rain still falling steadily here at the Polo Grounds. Right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
You are tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Mets station. The time is 27 before 4, and the temperature is 56 degrees.
Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner. Orlando Cepeda steps into the batter's box to face Tracy Sally. Top half of the fifth inning, and the pitch is high for ball. The pitch swung on, and it is popped to deep short. Al Moran is back here on the edge of the outfield grass, and he makes the catch for the out. Cepeda popping out to shortstop. And that will bring up Tom Haller, left-hand batter and catcher. Galen Sisko pitched four innings in which he gave up five runs. On seven hits, he struck out four, and he walked three. Into the windup. Pitch to the left hand batter. Swung on. Foul out to the left side. Into the upper deck. Out of play. Haller has a ground single through the hole into left and a walk in his two previous appearances. Gunstallard delivers a breaking ball. That's low and it's 1-1. Are on here at the Polo Grounds and the top half of the fifth inning of the first game of a scheduled doubleheader. That pitch is high, away, comes all the way back, no damage done, there are no base runners. It's two balls and one strike to Tom Haller. Philadelphia Phillies will be here on Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday afternoon. Fastball, high and away. Three balls and one strike now to Haller. Ballard gets his sign. the 3-1 pitch. It's in there for a call, strike two. Pitch far out and miss and comes on back, and Haller runs on down to first as Schuster comes over to retrieve the ball. So Schuster Coleman did not hang on, and Tom Haller swinging on a third strike goes on down to first base, and now umpire Jack Crawford at second inspects the ball and is throwing it out. So Mel Steiner left to put a new ball in play. Schuster is now checking with umpire Mel Steiner. Scored as a strikeout, credited to Tracy Salad on a pass ball charged to Jet. Catches Schuster Coleman. Either way you figure it, the Giants get a base running. Rain's falling a little more heavily, and we're only in the top half of the fifth inning. We do not have an official ball game here as yet. Before what must be the biggest crowd of the season, although we have no official turnstile count as yet. Our estimate is that the crowd here today exceeds even that of Friday night when we had approximately 50,000 on hand. Here's Julian Alfitano up with one man out. Pitch is inside for ball. Alfitano has been called on a strike and grounded out third to first. Here's a throw over. Haller gets back safely. Giants lead by a score of 5-1. Ballard with the pitch. Fired tight and hit the handle of the bat. The estimate is that the crowd here today exceeds even that of Friday night when we had approximately 50,000 on hand. Here's Julian Alfitano up with one man out. Pitch is inside for ball. Has been called on a strike and grounded out third to first. Here's a throw over. Haller gets back safely. Giants lead by a score of 5-1. Ballard with the pitch. Fired tight and hit the handle of the bat. As the bat was dropped by Alfitano, started down to first base, and the ruling of Mel Steiner, the umpire, is that the ball hit the handle of the bat and not his arm. And Alfitano is holding out his arm, saying, "Look at it, it hit me in the yard." And now Alvin Dart joins the conference there, so does Marty Lachman. Alfitano still protesting violently that the ball hit him on the eye. Mel Steiner says it hit him in the handle of the bat. Tracy Salad in his eighth game appearance here. Previously has pitched 7 1/3 innings in relief in which he has allowed 8 runs on 10 hits. His record, no victories and 3 losses. One and one count to Alfitano. Pitch is falling with the ground ball going through for a base hit in the center field. Duke Snyder charges it on the way to third. It's Tom Haller. Snyder plays the second. Holding it first is Alfitano. So the Giants have runners at first and third. One man out in shortstop, Jose Pagan, coming up. Giants been up twice and has 2 hits. Giants lead in this game by a score of 5-1. They got off to a very early lead on Galen Sisco when Harvey Keene would walk, Philippe Alou would walk. After McCovey fouled out to the catcher, Willie Mays hit a long home run in the upper deck in left field. The Giants had a 3-0 lead. Tim Harkness homered for the Mets in the bottom of the second to make it 3-1, but the Giants came back to get 2 more on Philippe Alou's home run with Pagan aboard in the top of the fourth, and that's where we are right now. The Giants lead 5-1. Pitch to the right-hand batter is inside. Ball one. Larry Bernard, the right-hander, is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Mets now. Larry Bernard. Runners lead at first and third, and the pitch to Pagan is swung on and foul back. It's in the upper deck out of play. 1-1.
It has been raining just like this for a little more than an inning now. Not enough to get the ground wet by any manner of means as yet. Ballard looks in to get aside from 2-2 Coleman. One man out here in the top half of the fifth inning. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. This one's out of play. One ball and two strikes. Outside the batter's box now comes in. A count to him of one ball and two strikes. Runners lead at first and third. Pitch is far out and foul off and out of play. Now it holds at one and two. Back in, how to settle himself, waits a moment. Now he's in. Tom Haller is the base runner at third, and Joey Malfitano at first. Here's a 1-2 pitch, swung on, and it's a ground ball run through the hole in the right field for a base hit. Haller comes on to score. Malfitano's on his way to third. Hunt picks up the ball in short right. Plays it in, and Malfitano holds it third. It's a ground single to right, and a run batted in for Jose Pagan. The Giants lead by a score of 6-1. Pitcher Jack Sanford coming up. Still one man out. Runners at first and third for the Giants. Sanford in the second inning, tried to bunt and popped out to first base. He stalled out on strike in the top half of the fourth inning. So let's see what manager Alvin Dodge does with Sanford this time. One man out, runners at first and third. Giants lead 6-1. It's in there for a tall strike. Throw down to first is not in time. He had the bad shot to throw the swing, but was moving back on a breaking ball as he did and didn't offer and was right in there for a called strike. Then Tracy Shallard is set in the pitch. Overhand, hits the dirt, but he swung on and missed. Two strike shot. He just might suspect that Jack Sanford has made up his mind before looking at one of those, because he had to get out there in front of the plate, but he took a hefty cut. And it was blocked by 2-2 Coleman. Two strike count now to Sanford. As they get another ball in play. Pagan at first and Alfitano at third. One man out and two strike pitch to Sanford. Sails high and it's one and two. Here's a 1-2 pitch, and it's in there for a call strike three. Tracy Sellers with his second strikeout. And Harvey Keene is coming up now, runners at first and third. The Giants leading here with 6 runs on 9 hits. The Mets have 1 run on 4 hits. Fastball in there for a foul strike to the right-hand batter. Keene has walked, was on the field of choice, and struck out swinging. Runner is going to second to throw through, and here's a throw back to the plate, and he's out at the plate as the Malfitano is out on the attempted double steal. And it went from two on Amalfitano to retire the side. And in the top half of the fifth, the Giants got one run on two hits. No errors and one left. And at the end of four and a half, the score is the Giants 6, the Mets 1.
And now you can enjoy famous Rheingold Extra Dry in the new Jug of Mug. It's the first and only beer container with a wide mouth and a top that's so easy to open. Just pull the tab on top straight out, then straight up, and off. You drink right from the Jug of Mug. No glasses, no openers, no deposits, no fooling. Jug of Mug holds the same and costs the same as the 12-ounce can. Buy it now wherever famous Rheingold Extra Dry is sold.
Dry beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Jug of Mug is a new way to buy beer. Better get some today.
Jug of Mug, what you say?
What a great way to drink Rheingold beer.
In that inning by the Giants was unearned. And Mets are going to send the pinch hitter up here for Tracy Stallard in the bottom of the fifth. It is Cliff Cook batting for Stallard and Larry Bernardi. Bill throws in the bullpen. Cliff Cook is a right-hand batter. And it's 30 times this year and has two hits, one run batted in. Jack Sanford, 6-5, and it's low for ball. Getting the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. 1-1. And the pitch is low. 2-1. Swing and a foul back onto the screen out of play. It's 2-2. There's a huge sign being lofted out now in the center field bleachers. It says, Mets see, Giants no. Dr. Cook is 2-2. Sanford's pitch is swung on. It's a one-hopper to shortstop. Taken. That's the guy that he plays over to Cepeda in time. Cliff Cook has grounded out. Short to first. One away, and Charlie Neal is coming up. He's been a twice and on twice. He's singled right in the first and he walks the second. Here's right hand batter, Sanford with the pitch. Swung on and foul back. Strike one. We do not have an official ball game until this half inning is over. Giants are leading 6-1. Pitch is outside for ball. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Cepeda's going to go for you. That's play for Cook to Sanford, and he takes it first base as the throw eludes Sanford, and Halleck takes it in the backup position. Charlie Neal is on at first. It's scored as an error. So the Mets get a base runner here. Cepeda. As Sanford came over to cover, he actually didn't lead him. He threw behind him. So with one away, Ron Huddleby coming up. Well, that's been up twice. Struck out clean and guided out short to first. You can hear the Mets fans. Keep this rally going in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss, it's strike one. what we mean about the Met fan and the fact that he is never totally discouraged or even downhearted. It is raining. The Mets are trailing for 5 runs, and listen to what you hear. It's in there for a false strike. 2 strikes out to Hutch. Is high and away. 1-2 to Hunt. Hunt's season batting average is .315. The third is not trying to hold Neal on his first. Swinging a foul ball, right side and out of play. 1-2. Snyder's on deck for the Mets. Stanford getting his sign. Into a stretch position. Pitch is low. It's 2-2. Right hander Larry Benoit still throwing the bullpen for the Mets, with Tracy Shattered now, of course, out of the ballgame. There goes again. Let's go, Mets.
The end of five. The score is
at 6, the Mets won, and if you like music, I think you'll love this.
Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed of its freshest ingredients, the long, slow, costlier way for flavor that's rich and bright and clean clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry?
Two changes for the New York Mets. Larry Benares has come in to pitch, and Larry Burrite has come in to play second base in place of Ron Hunt. We'll let you know in just a moment exactly how they will be batted in the batting order. Our guess is that Larry Burrite will probably bat ninth, and Benares will probably bat second, since Burrite will be coming up first. And that's the way it's going to be. Umpire Mel Steiner is signaling up now to announcer Jack Lee, the public address announcer here, signaling that Bernard's going to bat second, and that means that Burrite will be batting ninth. He comes up first in the batting order. Since the number four man will be coming up in the bottom of the sixth. We'll be going to the top of the sixth, and Bernard will be facing Harvey Keene, Ali Ballou, and Willie McCovey. Tracy Salad pitched only one inning for the Mets in relief from Cisco. Salad allowed one run. It was unearned. On two hits, he struck out two and he walked none. Cisco is the pitcher of record, and the sun is breaking broken through. And Salad is cheering for the sunshine. Charlie Neal is third. He is near the bag and makes the catch in fair territory. The team pops out. Simeone is one away, and Philippe Alou is coming up. This guy is going like a house of fire. He's hitting 376. He started the day hitting 374 and leading the National League in batting, and he's added 2 points to the batting average in addition to picking up a home run and 2 runs batted in. Gave him 18 runs batted in that far. Finds the glove, moves a little, and makes the catch. So a little flash to right, two away, nobody on, and Willie McCovey comes up. All out to the catcher, struck out swinging and triple. This is now an official ball game. That pitch is in there for a call strike. There's a swing and I'm off to be short. Moran moves back. He calls for it. He's on the outfield grass and he makes the catch. So Benares comes in to set the job down in order here on the top of the pitch. At the end of 5.5, the score is Giants 6, Mets 1. We'll be going here to the bottom of the sixth. Before we do, we pause for station identification.
WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 4 o'clock and the temperature is 56 degrees.
is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Tanner. That's Polo's on. Ed Cranebull is up there to lead off for the Mets. One big banner over on the third base side says, "Yay, Duke, let's go Mets." Jack Sanford on the mound for the Giants. Into the motion, and here is the pitch. In there for a call, strike one. Mets got their one run in the bottom half of the second when Tim Hartness hit a leadoff home run over the roof in right field. Pitch is tight. It's ball one. One and one. The Mets thus far have four hits off Stanford. Neil single in the first. Hartness homered. And Moran single in the second. Snyder single in the third. There's a swing and a miss. One and two to Cranebull. Thomas is on deck for the Mets. 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside. It's 2-2. Two and two. 33-year-old Jack Sanford, the pitcher. Pitch is fired outside. Pulls out the Cranebull. Has a birthday coming up, the 18th of this month. There's a swing and a little number right back to Sanford. He lobs on over to first base. Cepeda takes it for the out. One away for the Mets in the bottom of the sixth. Then Frank Thomas is coming up. Frank is down to that pitcher to first and was called out on strike. If you've joined us along the way, Willie Mays put the Giants out in front with a three-run homer in the top half of the first inning. Here's the pitch to Thomas. Swung on and fouled back out of play at strike one. Mets have an off day tomorrow. They will travel up to the United States Military Academy at West Point to take on the cadets. Afternoon contest there. And they'll come into the Polos on Tuesday night to meet the Phils. Thomas did not swing. He swung his body around, did not swing the bat, and it's a ball. One and one. Sanford kicks and fires. There's a swing and a foul tip. One and two. Jack Sanford's a right-hander, and as he pitches, he swings his left foot across his body and back before getting unwound. What a big, big winner he was for the Giants last year. One, two, pitch is low in the dirt. 2-2. Day for the Giants, the day they traded with the Phils for Jack Sanford. They got him in exchange for catcher Valmy Thomas and pitcher Ruben Gomez. He's playing a ground ball to third, taken deep by Harvey Sheehan across the diamond, throw it low, and he takes it first base. Orlando Cepeda couldn't dig it up. It's a throwing error charged against Harvey Sheehan. Putting Frank Thomas on at first base and bringing up Tim Harkness, the man who had the homer for the Mets in the bottom of the second. Say, there's no time like the present, and what better way to use it than to pour yourself a tall, cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy a friendly glass of Rheingold Extra Dry along with the game. It's the left-hand batter, and it's in there for a tall strike. Man out in the runners first for the Mets, batting in the bottom of the sixth, with the Giants leading 6-1. Playing a ground ball that is going to the left side, going to go through for a base hit. Thomas continues and then starts to go back, slips and does make it back to second. Ball is punched through the hole and There's a question, who's going to go to the bag and who's going to go for the ground ball? And Harvey Keene and Jose Pagan actually got a little mixed up on their signals. Keene started for it. Pagan thought he was going to go for it. Then he went back to the ball, went through. He's dying out there in short left field. But it is a base hit for Tim Hartnett. Moved Thomas to second. He rounded second, but bluffed a big turn and then slipped as he started back. Q.Q. Coleman is coming up for the Mets. Crowd comes alive here. They'd like to see Coleman bell one, of course, to get the Mets within reach. Patrick steps off the rubber. Runners holding first and second. He's fine. It's a ground ball of potato deep. He turns close to second. They get around there. There's no relay. As Harkness is forced, Pagan took potato's throw at second. Thomas moved on to third. But Choo-Choo Coleman is on at first, having forced Harkness. They go 3-6 if you're scoring. Thomas moves to three. 2 men out and shortstop Al Moran coming up. There's never any doubt in the mind of Orlando Cepeda where he was going with that one, since it was a hard hit ground ball. Harkness has not had a chance to get any sort of a start. Cepeda simply squared and fired on to Jose Pagan. Harkness was sliding in so that Pagan had no chance to make a return throw. Bradford checks and the pitch to the right-hand batter is low for ball one. Larry Burright is on deck now, batting number 9 in the batting order of the Mets, in case you're keeping a scorecard. There's a breaking ball at tied, 2-0. Well, the rain has stopped. And the fans, most of them have returned to their seats. And as far as I can tell, nobody went home. They just went underneath a little shelter and moved around a little bit. We still have, to all intents and purposes, a full house here at the Polo Ground. 2-0 pitch to Moran. Fine. It's a ground ball to deep short. Going through for a big hit. Off the glove of Pagan. Thomas scores. Choo-choo goes to third. Moran holds with a single left to run that it in. So it is now 6-2. Pagan got over to try the backhand stab, and he actually did get the glove on the ball just barely. It was just deflected. Continued right on out into left field. Coleman went to third. One is at first and third, and Larry Burright coming up. And Larry Jackson, the pitching coach of the Giants, up in the dugout, sitting down the bullpen, saying, watch little action. They don't have it yet, but they'll get it in a minute, because the pitching coach has set the sign down. Here's a pitch to Burright in there for a tall strike. The Mets have action in their bullpen tonight. In fact, John Rowe. We're getting action right now in the Giant bullpen. Here's a pitch to Burright. It's in there for a tall strike, and Bob Bolan is the man up and throwing for the Giants. The right-hander, Bob Bolan. Stanford has 2 quick strikes on Burright here. It's the Giants 6, and that's 2. That pitch misses outside to Burright. It's 1-2. Stanford thought he might get a call, but didn't. 2 men out, so it's up to Burright as far as the Mets are concerned if they're going to keep the rally alive. And his lead at first and third, and here's the pitch. Low and away for a ball. It's 2-2. Stanford is set, 2-2 pitch. Swung on and has a fly ball to right. Territory, makes the check, and retires the side. Right down in the corner in foul territory. So in the bottom of the sixth, the Mets got 1 run. It was unearned on 2 hits, 1 error, and 2 men left. And at the end, 10-6. The score is the Giants 6, the Mets 2. Coming in here now to carry you the rest of the way is Bob Murphy.
Kindly, Lindsay, will be going now to the seventh inning with Larry Benares on the mound for the New York Mets. Next weekend should be another big weekend of baseball in front of the Polo Ground. On Friday night, the Cincinnati Reds will open a four-game weekend series. The game next Saturday afternoon with Cincinnati will be a Ladies' Day game. And next Sunday, a doubleheader with the Reds, which will wind up the 15-game homestand for New York. Well, we hope you're making your plans during the week for a big weekend of baseball next weekend with the Mets and Cincinnati Reds. Tickets are on sale at the advanced sale window here at the Polo Ground. Also, for your convenience, the Grand Central Station near the 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. Coming out to face Larry Benares as we go along to the seventh inning. Giants 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. New York 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Larry Benares starting his second inning of relief. He retired Keene, Alou, and McCovey in order in the sixth inning. Now the hitter is Willie. He jacked up and hit a tremendous 3-run homer in the opening inning. It's thrown by Benares, drives him back from the plate. One ball and no strike. Willie has hit a 3-run homer, fly deep to left center, and fly to left. Now Benares, young right-hander, winds and pitches, hit down the right field line. This is veering foul toward the upper deck. Now we have a pretty nice day. Occasionally breaking through the clouds. The lights are still on. And the infield dried up in a hurry. One ball, one strike to Willie Mays. Next pitch by Benares. Under the knees, ball two, 2-1. Orlando Cepeda on deck and then Tom Haller. Coleman drops behind the plate, setting that low target. A ground ball whacks the shortstop. Up with it is Al Moran. He drives and throws. In time, and Willie is out. One away, nobody on. Now Cepeda. Cepeda has 1-for-3, a double off the right field barrier. Orlando hitting at 347, and he has 6 home runs and 18 RBIs. Cepeda leading the Giants with 6 homers. But Felipe Alou, Ed Bailey, and Willie Mays have all hit 5. And Willie McCovey has hit 4. Swing and a miss, strike 1. What a rip that was by Orlando Cepeda. Out of his wind up the pitch, outside and low, one ball, one strike. They're in the last of the ninth inning in the first game in Philadelphia. Houston leading the Phillies 5-4. Dodgers and Pirates go to the ninth inning, tied up 3-3. Pitching 1-1. Beautiful change up by Larry Benares. He really slowed up on that one. In the last inning, he threw McCovey a great changeup and got him to pop the ball up. Boy, that was quite a change of pace by Larry Benares. 1-2 the count now on Orlando Cepeda. In comes the pitch. Fastball low in the count, even 2-2. They're in the seventh inning in the opener in Cincinnati. The Reds leading the Cardinals 5-3. Cubs 3 and the Braves nothing after 4.5. A single game at Milwaukee. Cal Coons against Tony Cloninger. Pitching 2-2. Ground ball hit towards short to his left. Al Moran. He's up with it. The peg to Harkness, two down. Two up and two set aside now by Larry Benares. That brings on Tom Haller. Two outs, nobody on. We're at the top of the seventh inning, first game of a doubleheader. Now Benares, out of his wind up the pitch. Ground ball hit hard up the middle for a base hit. There is the first hit given up by Larry Benares. He had retired 5 in a row in relief. It'll bring up Joey Amalfitano. Amalfitano. Right-hand batter. 1-3. In the third, 2-2 comes up with it. 1 ball and no strike. Quick throw to first, not in time. Now Larry Benares looking in to get his sign from 2-2. Two outs and one on. Pitch to Amalfitano is in the dirt again, blocked by Coleman. No advance on the Lions, and the count goes 2-0. In the second game today, it'll be Carl Willie against Billy Pierce. Is holding against Tom Haller. Ground ball stabbed by Larry Benares. Thrown to first, the side is out. Grounder was hit hard, but Larry got it in the glove hand. No runs, one hit. No errors, and one left on. Seventh inning stretch time at the end of 6.5 innings. The score, the Giants 6 and the Mets 2. Hitter tries to look over the pitchers until he gets the one that's right for him. The same thing goes for filter cigarette smokers. Now look them all over and you'll hit on Viceroy. Because Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Now what do I mean by the taste that's right? Well, if you smoke all 7 leading filter brands, you'll find some kind of taste like the unfiltered kind, and they succeed. The result? They're too strong. Others taste too light. They filter all the fun and flavor out of smoking. But Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right, fans. Try Viceroy in the exclusive new slide top case. It's crush-proof like a box, but works far easier. It slides right open, slides shut tight. Either way, familiar softback or new slide top case, Viceroy's got the taste that's right. In both bullpens as we go to the home seventh inning. Don Rowe loosening up for New York. Right-hander Bob Bolin for San Francisco. Charlie Neal leading off against Jack Sanford in the last half of the seventh inning. And the wonderful fans of the New York Mets knock him up again in unison with their chant, "Let's go Mets." And to get some good work. Over our broadcasting booth under the upper deck and out of play. Larry Benares is scheduled to hit next. Larry is out on the on deck, but he's a pretty good hitter. Pitch is over. Ball strike. And a two strike count now on Charlie Neal. Charlie has singled to right, drawn a walk, and reached safely on a throwing error by Orlando Cepeda. Up a 2-3 strikes it off the outside corner. He's trying to get him to go for a bad ball. One ball and two strikes. Outside and low, he lays off, and the count even now. Two balls and two strikes. In Philadelphia, Gene Mott Phillies got two in the last of the ninth inning to pull a game right out of the fire, and Big Newsom puts the five. Jack Hamilton, the winner in relief, and Al Woodersick was the loser in relief. Foul ball off, no play, 2-2 on Charlie Neal. Last year, the Phillies beat Houston 17 out of 18 games, and they're picking up right where they left off last year. Now the windup, 2-2 delivery. Frank sweet ball, the curves off the outside corner. That's number six in the game for right-hander Jack Sanford, and brings up Larry Benard. In the game. Now as Larry comes up to hit, John Rowe stops warming up in the bullpen. Last year, Sanford was 24-7. A slow grounder right back to the mound, easily handled by Sanford. Two men down. Two outs and nobody on now. That brings up the Duke. And the Duke has 103 times up in the game today. His last time up, he put Willie Mays back deep into center field to pull in a long drive. Here's the pitcher on the way, a foul ball, whacked back upstairs and out of play. Again today, it has been the Giant home run power, providing them with a big lead. Yesterday, their first nine runs were knocked in with homers. 12 of their 17 came in as a result of home runs. Today, home runs have driven in five of the six scored by San Francisco. Foul ball, back upstairs. This will be out of play, and the count strikes two now on Duke Snyder. Jack Sanford getting out in front on just about every hitter. To the ninth inning to pull a game right out of the fire, and Big Newsom puts the five. Jack Hamilton, the winner in relief, and Al Woodersick was the loser in relief. Foul ball off, no play, 2-2 on Charlie Neal. Last year, the Phillies beat Houston 17 out of 18 games, and they're picking up right where they left off last year. Wind up, 2-2 delivery. Frank recall. The curve off the outside corner. That's number six in the game for right-hander Jack Sanford, and brings up Larry Benard. This will be Larry's first time up in the game. Comes up to hit. John Rowe stops warming up in the bullpen. Last year, Sanford was 24-7. A slow grounder right back to the mound, easily handled by Sanford. Two men down. Two outs and nobody on now. That brings up the Duke. And the Duke has 103 times up in the game today. His last time up, he sent Willie Mays back deep into center field to pull in a long drive. On the way, a foul ball whacked back upstairs and out of play. Again today, it has been the Giant home run power, providing them with a big lead. Yesterday, their first nine runs were knocked in with homers. 12 of their 17 came in as the result of home runs. Today, home runs have driven in five of the six scored by San Francisco. Foul ball back upstairs. This will be out of play, and the count strikes two now on Duke Snyder. Jack Sanford getting out in front on just about every hitter. Crane's roller crouched on deck, hoping that the Duke can save him a turn at bat here on the home seventh inning. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Strike out number seven for Jack Sanford, a very strong inning for him. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Seven innings complete, the score, the Giants six, and the New York Mets two. Minnesota Twins lead the Yankees 2-0 in a single game at the end of 3.5. Ralph Perry against Camilo Pasqual. Lenny Green homered, nobody on. They're the last of the eighth in the opener in Chicago. The White Sox lead Washington 7-0 behind Ray Herbert. Dave Nicholson and Ronnie Hansen have homers. Big day for the Tigers. They lead the Orioles 11-4 after 5.5. Two home runs by Bill Freehat, each with a man on, and one by John Orsino of Baltimore. Red Sox are out in the first without scoring at Kansas City. Dave Moorhead against Orlando Pena. Here are the warm-ups in Los Angeles for Cleveland. 20-game winner Dick Donovan. For the Angels, Bo Bolesky. Right here we go to the eighth inning and the opener of a doubleheader. And Jose Pagan is up against Panas. Bunts the ball, pops it in the air. Caught by Panas on the run near the line. Fielding play by Larry Minard. That ball wasn't very high in the air. He really had to go fast to get to the line and pick it off. One away and nobody on now in the eighth inning. The batter, Jack Sanford. Jack getting a hand from the fans here in the polo ground for his top pitcher. Out of his windup, and the pitch is a strike, a curve on the outside corner. Larry Benares has been the most effective pitcher for the Mets in this Giants series so far. The exception of Jay Hook, who pitched a good ball game in the opener on Friday night. Strike two called, another one on the outside corner. Nobody on in the eighth inning with the Giants leading by four runs. They're in front, 6-2. Mouth out in front on the count. And the curve is fouled up toward the television booth and out of play. Harvey Keene at the top of the batting order will be hitting next. And pitched by Benares. A ground ball hit sharply off the glove of Al Moran and on into left field. Al tried to backhand it on the first hop as he ran toward the hole. We'll wait for the scoring. It'll be an error charge for Al Moran. Giants have a base runner and Harvey Keene coming up. And while we're waiting for Harvey, let's pause for station identification.
WGY, the General Electric Station, Schenectady, New York.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Tanner. We're in the eighth inning of the opener of the doubleheader. Harvey Keene is up. Harvey has been on with a walk, scored a run on Willie's homer. Otherwise, he's 0-3. Knee-high fastball, strike one call. Mets have the infield straight away and hoping for a chance for two. Breaking ball in the dirt, but two's got it. One ball, one strike. hits by Benass. Inside and low, 2-1 on Hart, Hitch, and Harvey. Keen, an 11-year veteran, and a last-time 300 hitter. Back to Bernard, he plays back to Burr right. There's one, not a first. Double play, and the side is out. Larry Bernard to Larry Burr right to Tim Hartman. Second double play of the game for the New York Mets. No runs, no hits, one error, and none left on. And now at the end of 7.5 innings to score, the Giants 6 and the Mets 2. Let's listen now to an old favorite brought up to date.
Rheingold Extra Dry has earned part of millions because it's clear as day's good taste. Crisp, bright, and clean, clear through. Dry tells you why.
And that brings up Tim Harkness. Tim has a home run in three times up. He homered leading off the second inning. Inside and high. One ball, no strike. Sanford comes to the stop, and the pitch is popped foul toward the backstop, running back Tom Haller, but he'll have no play. It's against the screen. One and one on Tim Harkin. Say, do you know why Rheingold tastes so good? Well, dry tells you why. Why not find that out for yourself? Enjoy a cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry right now along with the game. Hit hard, a nice into right field for a base hit. Rheingold around third, he'll score. The peg comes in to second base. Jim Harkness.
pitching, 2-1. Fast ball over for a call strike, 2-2. Tails the bat around, cocks it off the shoulder. Ball three, and the string is out, 3-2. Tim Harkness, the runner on first, will be in motion on 3-2 and two men down. Stretch by Sanford. Here goes Harkness. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. He's striking out. He threw him a breaking ball on 3-2 and struck him out for his 8th strikeout of the game. One run, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. At the end of 8 innings in the opener, the score, the Giants 6 and the New York Mets 3. So we'll be going to the 9th inning, and as we do so, let's go along with Ralph Kiner. It's 6-3, and it's been another one of those ball games. A lot of thrills, a lot of excitement, and Jack Sanford has been pitching very well in the clutch for the New York, for the San Francisco Giants against the New York Mets. Well, the Mets, in addition to having many new faces on the club this year, they also have a brand new official song called Meet the Mets. And I'm sure many of you already have heard it, if not have sung it already. This gets the 45 RPM record with two versions of the song, one with the vocal, the other strictly instrumental, is now available. And as there are only a limited number of first edition records available, you'll want to get on the bandwagon right away, I'm sure. As a baseball fan, you want this highly prized souvenir item in your collection. And to obtain your copy of the Meet the Mets record, send $1 to Mets official song, Fuller Grounds, New York 39, New York. Moving now to the top of the 9th inning, the Giants coming up. They lead by 3, and in the game for the Mets at third base is Rod Caniel. Rod Caniel replacing Al Moran at the 8th position in the batting order. Charlie Neal is in the game. He has been moved from third to short. Also in the game at second base, Larry Burride. On the mound, it's Larry Bernard. And Larry now pitching to his first man here in the 9th inning, Felipe Lou. And he picks up a strike in the inside corner. Only one man has reached on Larry Bernard as a result of a base hit. That was Tom Howell with a single to center field in 3 innings of work. There's a curve over Lou's head. He goes down. 1-1. Lou is 1-for-4 in the game, but his one hit, a long home run with a man on. Giants have scored 5 of their 6 runs on home runs. 3 of them coming on Willie Mays' home run. 2 on a lose. Albernard back, a swing, a foul ball. The ball bouncing off the leg of Cece Coleman. Coleman walking out in front of home plate. Bounced out of the dirt and bounced up and hit Coleman right in the leg. 1-2 now. Here's the final score. Ray Herbert pitched a 3-hit shutout to defeat the Washington Senators 8-0. Home runs by Nicholson and Hanson, former Baltimore Oriole players, accounting for 3 of the runs scored by the White Sox. Herbert, the winning pitcher, teaming the losing pitcher. Al Bernard back inside with a fastball. Spins a little out of there. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernard's a right-hander looking for design. He has a tough inning ahead. Big men coming up. Now the pitch back to Lou. And there's a drive to left. It's really hit way back there. Thomas goes back. He makes the catch. Coming up with a ball right by the wall. He caught it backhand and crashed into the wall at the same time. One of the hardest catches in baseball to make, and that ball was well tagged by Felipe Rowe. So Bernard gets his first man out here in the ninth inning, and it brings up Willie McGovey. Willie has one hit and four times up. A little by going out, is now batting .368. He leads the National League. And the first pitch to McGovey is a curveball for ball one. Willie batting .321. His one hit a triple, a line shot over the head of right fielder Ed Cranepool. Cranepool playing a deep right field right now. Pitch back by Bernard is outside. One ball, now two. A home run hit by Alou, which is just like the ball that Thomas got, only harder and a hit against the facade of the upper deck. 2-0 pitch inside for ball three. You look at the San Francisco Giant Corp and you see some big men in McGovey and Cepeda. But Alou is probably built better than any of them. He is really strong. Now McGovey going for the 3-0 pitch, chopping the ball out by the pitcher's mound. Bernard's up with it. He throws the first in time, out number two. And it brings up Willie Mays. Inning to give the Giants the lead. That's the way they lead. It's 6-3 right now by three runs. For the first pitch to Mays is low for ball one. Mays in batting against Bernard rattled out to shortstop in his only try. He hit a curveball that time. Ball is well hit. Now Bernard comes back with a slow change. It bounces in the dirt. Two balls and no strike. Giants have 6 runs on 10 hits. 5 of the runs coming off Galen Sisko, the starting pitcher, and 7 of the hits. Tracy Stollard gave up a run. It was unearned, and he allowed 2 hits. Bernard, in going now through 6 2/3 innings, has given up no runs, allowed only 1 hit. Should say 3 2/3 innings. It's his longest outing. Now the 2-0 pitch to Mays. It's fouled away. And Bernard picks up his first strike, 2 balls and 1 strike. He's batting .245. He has 5 home runs, 11 runs batted in. He's had 3 hits in the series. Now the pitch back. A change of foot. Change of face. A swing and a miss by Mays. Strike two. Well, you can watch Willie Mays many times in your life. You'll never see him fooled any more than he was that time. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was way out in front, swung over the top of the change of pace, almost fell down. Mark with a good change of pace, using it very well here today. Now he's even at 2-2. Here's the swing. Now the pitch. Bouncy ball hit down to third base in foul territory. Rod Caneal picks it up. And the count holds at 2-2. Willie going for an outside pitch, pouring the ball right down the left field line. Top of the ninth inning, 2 men out. The score 6-3. Giants lead. Back to work, and a fastball is hit right through the middle on the ground for a base hit. Coming in is the center fielder, Snyder. He throws. Mays with a wide turn now goes back to first base. The second hit given up by Bernard. The second hit in the game for Willie Mays, and the batter will be Orlando Cepeda. One hit and 4 times up. It was a double off the right field wall. Has kept his batting streak going. He has hit in 7 consecutive games. He has hit in 14 of his last 15. Right hand batting first base for them. Here's the pitch by Bernard. Mays at first. And the pitch is a curve in the dirt dugout by the catcher. Ball one. Giants lead by three, top of the ninth inning. Larry Bernard, the third pitcher used in the game by manager Casey Stengel, working on the mound. Bringing Cisco to starter. Tracy Stollard after Cisco. Now Larry. Here's the stretch position. And the throw to the plate. A curve hit off the end of the bat down towards second base. Burright comes up with the ball. He throws the Neal at second base to retire to side. In the inning for the Giants, no runs on one hit. No errors, one man left. And the score at the end of 8 1/2 innings of play. The Giants 6, the New York Mets 3. And the Mets now coming to bat in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They will send up Larry Burright, Johnny Neal, and possibly a pinch hitter for Larry Bernard. Well, fans, this is only the beginning of the Mets' second great season, and with the crowd on in here today, it really is only the beginning. This could be the largest crowd ever. You and I, Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy, have got a date for over 130 more Mets broadcasts. So if I were you, well, I'd start stocking up right now with Rheingold Extra Dry. You know, nothing adds quite so much to your enjoyment of the game as settling back and relaxing with a tall, frosty glass of Rheingold. That's because Rheingold is beer's beer should taste. And dry tells you why. Yes, two little words, extra dry, tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. So next chance you get, why don't you make it a point to open up or order up a bottle of glass of refreshing Rheingold extra dry and enjoy it along with all of the New York Mets games. For the ninth inning, the Mets need 3-3, and the first batter will be Larry Burright. Larry came in the game in place of Ron Hunt, Ron being taken out for a little bit of rest. He hasn't been feeling too well. He's had a very heavy curve. So here is Burright in the first pitch. The Burright is bounced slowly down towards short, cut off by the pitcher, and the throw to first is in time. Jack Sanford, working here in the ninth inning, looking for a complete game, has out number one, and the batter now will be Johnny Neal. Johnny has singled, walked, reached in an error, and struck out. He is 1-for-3, batting at 220. First pitch to Neal as he takes a strike call. In the on-deck circle now, Jim Hickman, he'll bat for the pitcher, Larry Bernard. Now the pitch back by Sanford, a fastball, a swing and a miss for strike two. Sanford back to work, and he misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Giants lead by 3 runs. They have 6 runs on 11 hits. The Mets have 3 runs and 8 hits off. Starting pitcher Jack Sanford. Now Sanford back, and he catches a strike in the outside corner for called strike three. Sanford picking up his ninth strike out of the game. He now has 2 outs, and the batter coming up is Jim Hickman. And the first pitch to Jim, a right-hand batter, is a fastball for strike. 2 men out. Hickman has to keep the rally alive by getting on for the Mets. They need 3-3. Here's the pitch. And it's outside and low. 1-1. Hickman leading the club and runs batted in. He has a total of 15. He has 3 home runs. He's batting 277. Now the big right-hander misses again outside. 2-1. Jack Sanford with a curveball.
Here's the right-hander again. There's the ball slowly topped down toward third. It goes foul. Second game is scheduled right after this game, and of course, it'll be a big one for the Giants and the Mets. The Giants win this one, they take over first place in the National League. And we'll have, in the second game, pitching Billy Pierce for the Giants. There's a pitch outside for ball three, and going for the Mets. It'll be Carl Willie. 3-2 as Jack Stafford goes to work with two men out here in the ninth. And there's a swing and a miss for strike three. A 10th strikeout by Jack Stafford ending the ball game as Jim Hicklin goes down swinging in the inning for the Mets. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left in the final score of the game. The Giants 6, New York Mets 3. We'll be back with a recap of the ball game in just 60 seconds. Catcher suspects the runner will steal. Well, it's the right time for him to call for a pitch out. And if you suspect that your present silver cigarette is stealing some of the pleasure you get out of smoking, well, it's the right time for you to try Viceroy. Because Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a silver cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. What do I mean by the taste that's right? Well, if you smoke all seven leading filler brands, you'll find some taste just like the unfiltered kind. And as you might suspect, they taste too strong. While other brands seem to be all filter, no flavor. They just plain taste too light. But Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste is right. So next time you buy cigarettes, make it Viceroy. In the familiar soft pack or the new slide shot case. Either way, Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Well, Jack Stafford went all the way for the San Francisco Giants to pick up his fifth win of the year. He's lost only one. Last year he won 24 and lost 7, so he's well on his way to being another 20-game winner for the Giants. A losing pitcher in the game was Galen Sisco. His record now 1-2. Galen worked the first four innings. He was charged with 5 runs. All the runs coming on home runs. A 3-run home run by Willie Mays and a 2-run home run by Felipe Lure. The other run in the game was scored by the Giants off of Tracy Stollard. And it was unearned as Stollard gave up the 1 run on 2 hits. He struck out 2 in his 1 inning to work. The bright spot for the Mets was Larry Bernard. Larry pitched to 14 batters, gave up only 2 hits. And he pitched fine baseball in pitching 4 fine innings. Larry has no record so far this year, but he has now gone the longest he has ever gone for the Mets, and he certainly has shown up well so far for the Mets. This is his fourth game, and in a total of 11 innings, he has given up only 8 hits, and he has allowed only 1 earned run. So Larry Bernard, the star of the game, along with Jim Hodges, who had a home run and a single, and another single, 3 hits actually in the game, the home run, his first home run of the Major League season for him as a New York Mets. That's the story of the game. It's the Giants on top. They scored 6 runs in 11 hits. They made 2 errors. The Mets had 3 runs on 8 hits. They also made 2 errors in the ball game. Don't forget, the second game coming your way very shortly in about 20 minutes. Scheduled to pitch for the Mets, it'll be Carl Willie, and going for the Giants, Billy Pierce. Right now, though, we'll return you to your respective stations.